And now this is a dictation for Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E, Spindler, S-P-I-N-D-L-E-R. June 17, 2000, addresses a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K, or 632824. Be Mr. Novak, a follow-up for Jesse. She now goes by Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, Everett, E-V as in Victor, E-R-E-T-T, who has obstructed uropathy, advanced renal failure. Last visit was in November. Frequent nausea and sometimes vomiting in the morning, better through the day. Appetite is down, has lost weight from 156 to 142. Denies dysphagia, no bleeding, normal bowel movements, no blood melanoma. She continues doing bladder catheterization, says every 2 hours, day and night. No recent infection, cloudiness, or blood. Chronic back pain, left more than right. No fever, no chest pain palpitation dyspnea, no pruritus or skin rash. She follows with the psychology department on medications being adjusted by them, including Lamictal, Braylar, VS Invictor, R-A-Y-L-A-R, and Wellbutrin. For blood pressure, she ran out of the Norvasc, did not start it back, as well as the Rocaltrol, did not go back. Next paragraph, other review system is negative. Alert or intestine 3, pressure of speech, no respiratory distress, blood pressure high, 147.99. Next paragraph, chemistries in April, creatinine 3.4. GFR calculated. At 17, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20, normal albumin calcium, phosphorus, elevated PTH at 147, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, 1+ of protein in the urine, no blood. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5, early symptoms of uremia. Next number, neurogenic bladder, obstructed uropathy, bilateral hydronephrosis, continue self-catheterization. Valium status is normal, no recent infection or bleeding. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, restart Rocaltrol. Next number, metabolic acidosis, continue to watch for replacement. Next number, hypertension, poorly controlled, restart Norvasc. She's going to call me with blood pressure, we will adjust it accordingly. Side effects explained of edema and constipation. We might need to add second and third agent. Next number, anxiety depression, followed by the psychiatry department. Next paragraph comments. She has not pursued any further transplantation as University of Michigan initially pediatric urology and then adult urology cannot guarantee that the transplant will not be compromised by the recurrent urinary tract infection, pyelonephritis with the persisting neurogenic bladder. We also do not have an AB fistula. Patient has declined to proceed in that direction. At some point, she would like to do peritoneal dialysis. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis. might require dialysis in the near future, end of dictation.